One of the things that I have committed myself to talking about in all of my talks came from a man that I admire immensely. His name is Carl Simonton. Carl Simonton founded the Cancer Institute in Fort Worth, Texas years ago. And he also was a pioneer in cancer treatment back in the 60s of teaching people how to use their mind to visualize themselves, healing themselves, to get that picture and to not have any doubt about it whatsoever, to don't let anyone put doubt into them about what it is that they have the capacity to do. Here's Carl Simonton, an MD, a man who is highly respected. He's not some philosopher or some new age airy-fairy person talking about goody-two-shoes kinds of things. This is a man who's on the front lines dealing with people every day who are facing the crisis of their lives and how to survive it. And he's asked about AIDS. And I'd like you to know and ask yourself, what did this entire room come into this room today knowing about AIDS? What do you know about it, and where did you get your information? We know that if you get HIV, you die, ultimately, don't we? We know that. We've had that bombarded at us. And here's Carl Simonton. He says, he's interviewed on New Dimensions Radio, and one of the questions is, one of the things I often say is that the media can be damaging to your health. If you watch or read the news, it can be very negative and hopelessness encouraging. That's the questioner. And here's his response. Absolutely, he says. We saw that with AIDS. I treated my first AIDS patient way before 1981, before the symptom complex was known as AIDS, and he had gotten well. He says, the first two people with AIDS that I worked with got well very quickly. Yet what came out routinely in the media was a universally fatal disease because it was more sensational, it was more dramatic. And the disservice that this did to people who were afflicted with this condition was immense. Why, as a people, are we part of that 100th monkey phenomenon? It works both ways. If we begin to know that it's hopeless and we can't do anything about it, we act on that. What you think about is what expands. Why in the world would we ever, as a people, believe that we don't have within us the divine capacity to transcend anything that might destroy us? Once we learn to shift that awareness around, you're going to see more and more stories that just like the one that just appeared in Time magazine. And in there they have a little subtitle in their article about people who are immune to AIDS. And one of the things it says in there that 5%, fully 5% of the people who come down with HIV may not ever get the disease. Now, when did you ever hear a headline like that about that before? It's starting to change. The news out of Harvard, three drugs in a test tube being brought together and a change taking place. We're now beginning to see that we have within us the capacity to transcend it. We have to believe that. No, we have to.